Hey, this is Khalil Ekolona, host of No More Normal. Today and for the rest of the legislative session, we'll be bringing you short, daily updates on everything going on in the Roundhouse. It's a part of our joint project, Your New Mexico Government, brought to you by funding from the Thornburg Foundation. Here are our partners with New Mexico PBS with today's highlights and rundown.
Thank you very much, Khalil. I hope you had a terrific weekend, and I hope the same is true for all of you listening in this morning. This is Kevin McDonald, executive producer at New Mexico PBS, and this is your New Mexico Government, a legislative update for Monday, March the 8th, 2021. This is the second to the last Monday of the session this year as we close in on the last 2 weeks of this 60-day session. And we want to start by catching you up on some of the big highlights, headlines from the weekend in the Roundhouse. And that starts with House Joint Resolution 1. This would create a constitutional amendment that voters would have to vote on that would allow the state to take more money out of the permanent land grant fund and use that money to fund early childhood programs. This is a proposal that we've seen really every year for about the last 10 years, and usually it does not get very far. It's a very political issue, but this year it has now gotten further than it ever has after the Senate Rules Committee passed it on a party line vote of 7-4 late Friday. Still faces some big obstacles in the Roundhouse before it crosses the finish line, largely because of some changes that were made by Senate rules on Friday. But it is headed to Senate Finance next. No date scheduled for that we could find. But the chairman of that committee, Senate Finance, George Munoz, has already indicated there's some things he wants to see changed about it. So long ways to go, but it is something that folks have been following the legislature are familiar with this idea. They expect it, supporters do, to generate an estimated $170 million a year. That's why they are pushing for it. There is a similar measure in the Senate side of things, Senate Joint Memorial 1, and that was actually tabled swiftly on Friday after Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth asked that it be tabled so that these two memorials were not going up against each other. So not memorials, but resolutions. So it's House Joint Resolution 1 that moves on. Senate Resolution 1 is going to have to wait for another year, basically. All right, Senate Bill 102. This is one you've heard us talk about a couple times. This would put us on daylight savings time year-round. We're less than a week away now from the shift to daylight savings time. And on Friday, the Senate voted 22-18 to keep us on daylight savings time year-round. There was an amendment during that debate to put us on standard time year-round instead, but that one failed. Now, all of this is contingent on some federal action. Under federal law, states can opt out of daylight savings time, though such changes do require congressional approval. So even if this makes it all the way to the governor's desk, there would be some work to do. But we are a step closer to one time for the entire year. I also want to talk about Senate Bill 15. This is the compromise bill as it stands right now on redistricting reform, where there would be a independent panel set up to develop maps for redistricting, this once-a-decade practice. And it passed out of Senate Judiciary on Sunday and is now headed to the full Senate floor. So that could be debated at some point this week on the full Senate floor. This, you'll remember, is an issue that put the Speaker of the House in some hot water recently for some comments he made about how going this route in an independent way might actually hurt the progressive message, the progressive agenda in the legislature. And this is why this is such a controversial topic in terms of, are you going to see lawmakers, especially the Democratic lawmakers, progressive lawmakers who have control of the Roundhouse right now, Are you going to see them potentially give up some of their power in order to make this as fair a process as possible? Again, this is already a compromise bill because originally another competing plan also had an independent commission, and lawmakers would be forced to vote on one of the proposed maps that that independent panel comes up with. This new compromise, Senate Bill 15, put the independent panel into that proposal, but lawmakers would still have the ability to amend any of the maps that are brought up. This is something that's going to happen towards the end of this year as the state gets census data, and of course applies to federal congressional districts as well as state legislative districts. All right, another bill we've talked about before here last week is Senate Bill 376. This has to do with the practice of, or the defense of, qualified immunity, and it stalled in the Senate Health and Public Affairs Committee over the weekend. What this would have done would have amended the New Mexico Tort Claims Act to prohibit the use of qualified immunity. Now, qualified immunity, so you know, is a legal doctrine that shields government officials, especially law enforcement, from being held personally liable for actions that violate a person's constitutional rights. This qualified immunity issue is something that was at the center of a lot of calls for police reform during last summer and continued Black Lives Matter protests and those efforts. It could still be brought up, Senate Bill 376, in the committee, but it's unlikely to pass as there were two lawmakers that were not there when the vote was taken, both of them Republicans. And this could be a big blow to House Bill 4 as well, which is the bigger sort of police reform effort, the New Mexico Civil Rights Act, which is, again, something that came out of all of the Black Lives Matter movement over the summer. As part of House Bill 4, qualified immunity would be eliminated entirely in New Mexico, which would basically not allow qualified immunity to be a protection in state courts anymore. Senate Bill 376 that was tabled really has to do with HB 4. So without Senate Bill 376, it puts House Bill 4 also potentially in trouble. We talked about this qualified immunity issue a lot on our show, New Mexico in Focus, Friday night. The Line panel dug into that. I'll put a link there for that in the show description so you can get caught up on that if you need a little bit more information. All right. Want to also let you know that there are two bills making their way through the legislature still that would limit the powers of the governor during a public health emergency like the COVID-19 pandemic. But there was an article over the weekend, we'll link to that as well in the show description, where the governor has already indicated that even if those bills make it all the way to her desk, she will likely veto them, saying it would be make it too hard and inefficient for a future governor to act quickly during an emergency situation. Of course, those powers have been challenged repeatedly in the courts during the ongoing pandemic and are the subject of daily, almost, emails from the governor's critics and the state Republican Party. So that's another interesting one to follow as the session moves on. All right, today on the calendar, the full Senate convenes at 11 a.m. as usual to go through a slate of bills. We will see what they get through. And the House moving, starting a little earlier now, another sign that the time is running short on this session. The full House convenes at 2:30 p.m. today, also a full slate of bills there to consider. Also want to let you know, Senate Rules Committee today at 9 a.m., there's an interesting Senate joint resolution that's going to be heard. This is SJR 22, which would again create a measure for an upcoming ballot for the public to vote on. And this would pave the way for ranked choice voting. This would basically change the way we do elections. When there is a race, you would rank the candidates. And so in those situations like city council races and other races that can have runoffs, there would no longer be a need for a runoff. Ranked choice voting would take care of that. But again, this would have to go to the ballot if passed. But if you are interested in that, Senate Rules Committee today at 9 a.m. Also, we had talked a lot on Friday about how Saturday would be a big day for the cannabis proposals, cannabis legalization. We added a note in there later because we got word later in the day that that hearing would not happen on Saturday, but is now scheduled for tomorrow in committee meeting. So I'll have more about that for you tomorrow in this update. That's going to do it for today. Reminder, you can go to the homepage at New Mexico PBS and find links and information about all the happenings at the Roundhouse today. So we encourage you to do that so you can stay up to date. And we'll be back with another update tomorrow.
This has been a Your NM Government legislative update from our partners at NMPBS. I'm Nimona host Khalil A. Colonna. Before you go, leave us a review. It really helps us out. And a quick reminder to tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. on KUNM 89.9 FM for a new episode of Nimona.